Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Little Joe Cocker bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And whether you got no employees or 100 employees, we got something that you can read, listen, ask questions there. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something that you can do and enjoy and learn. And most of it is from our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Bob Prosen, who's with us right now. Bob's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, but he's here today to talk to us about restoring America's economic might, and that's it's a campaign, Bob, that you're on to try to get us focused on the things that made America great. I'm glad you're doing that, but you said something a minute ago about giving small business owners the tools that they need. Well, and I know what you meant, but I'm going to say that the small business owners have the tools, they just need the roadblocks out of the way. And that's what the government and some players in the marketplace are throwing up in front of us. What are we going to do about that?
Well, we're beginning to see it. You know, we predicted this not, two or three years ago. We said something's going to happen, and what we see, the emergence of a Tea Party, because people are totally dissatisfied with what's going on. We got to create something like that for small business. We got to get a movement going for small businesses. That's 70% of all the job growth in the country.
I've said for 12 years, Bob, 13 years, that if small business owners were organized like unions are, if we could get small business owners organized and to feel the clout that they have, we could conquer the world. And if small business conquered the world, it would be a better place.
I totally agree with that formula. And we've got to empower them to do that. We've got to inspire them to do that. Heck, I'm sitting at the ball game with this entrepreneur, and he's freaked out because of all the taxes he's got to pay because he wants to pull some cash out of his company to start a new company.
Right. And he wants to grow, and he can't do it because of the barriers.
He can't do it. Yeah. He can't do it. And but it's getting worse, right? If we don't improve employment, we don't improve the tax base. And if we don't improve the tax base, the people that can afford to pay taxes are going to pay more.
Right. So what's your plan?
My plan is this. I'm going to get in front of various congressmen and senators and governors, the people that should be caring about job growth. Find the ones that really are passionate about this. And let's hook them up with bigger sponsors. And there are some great big sponsors out there, like Goldman Sachs and American Express, that are funding small business campaigns. And let's empower to small business people through the connection of the resources that big business can deliver to them.
What would be the resources? What would be those resources?
Training resources, promotional resources, how to deal with marketing more effectively, how to deal with big business has some very powerful processes that
they
work.
They do.
We've got to make sure we can just downsize them somewhat and give programs to these small businesses so that they can replicate. They can learn from that, and then, you know, us, as entrepreneurs, we'll exploit that. We'll make it even better.
Yep, absolutely. Well, another thing that could be done would be just to make it easier to do business with them. You know, sometimes big companies don't make it easy to do business with them.
You're all right. It's very difficult to break into that arena and to find even who are the right people to deal with, to take a chance, take a shot. You know, give me a chance to compete. How come everything has to go through those procurement, those really tough procurement rules, where you, as an entrepreneur, you can't even fill out the paperwork?
I don't know if it's still around, but there used to be something. I used to work with a group that was associated with the SBA for a long time called, what was the name of that? Business matchmaking is what it was. And so they would bring in big companies and government agencies and arrange for short meetings, you know, like a 8-minute meeting or 10-minute meeting. You'd get to sit in front of a decision maker and give them your best shot and see if there was any interest.
And that
might be, I don't even know if they're still doing that or not. I think they may be doing a little bit of it, but that would be, That'd be another way to help. And that was very well received by folks. They were lining up like crazy all over the country to attend these things, and that would be something good. But I'll tell you, in your formula, Bob, please find a way to get, and I'll try to help you with this, find a way to get politicians to quit giving lip service to small business, meaning they just talk about small business and tell us how much they love us, but then when they actually do their work, whenever they actually pass their laws and negotiate for whatever they're negotiating for, small business owners get rolled under the bus.
Every time.
And a classic example was when the health care bill was put together. The one of the ways they tried to find a way to pay for this thing was to put the 1099 program into it, to make every small business owner write a 1099 for everything that they do, and it didn't help small business owners. It hurt small businesses, but it allegedly helped the health care bill. And so that's an example of small business abuse, as far as I'm concerned.
I totally agree with that. And thankfully, they reversed that one, right, Jim?
Yeah, but it should never. If they really, that's my point. If politicians really cared about small business the way they say they do, somebody would have stood up and said, "Wait a minute, we can't do this to these people. That's not right." But they didn't do that.
Right. They're not.
They had to be called on it, Bob, before they did anything about it.
How true that is, and yet big business can go into Washington and get an exemption for their health care.
Thousands of them now.
Now, how is that fair?
There you go. And let me tell you something, Bob. What you just said, what we just talked about, is that the essence of why small business owners aren't hiring more people right now.
That's exactly right.
And
there are other reasons too.
I won't talk about those when we come back after these messages. Bob Prosen is our guest. His program is called Restoring America's Economic Might. Stay with us. We'll give you that website after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.